You're with SBS Radio. De Sydney Opera House. Het is een gebouw dat over de hele wereld bekend staat en synoniem staat met Australië vanwege het bijzondere ontwerp. Maar wat blijkt? Onze nieuwe SBS Dutch medewerker Frans Warfemius ontdekte een belanghebbende en grote Nederlandse connectie tijdens het lezen van het boek The House. Hierin beschrijft de auteur Helen Pitt de vele dramatische gebeurtenissen rond de complexe bouw van de Sydney Opera House. Een Nederlander heeft een uiterst belangrijke bijdrage geleverd aan dit bijzondere onderwerp van de Deen Jorn Utzon. Daar wilde Frans natuurlijk meer over weten.
Welcome to the show, Helen Pitt.
Thank you.
Last August was it when your book was published?
It was, yes.
Called The House, and it's set on the cover, the dramatic story of the Sydney Opera House and the people who made it.
That's right. And it is quite a dramatic story, isn't it? Starting way back when it was actually the construction begun by a Dutchman that I believe you probably all have heard of, a man by the name of Dick Dusseldorf, who had become quite well known because he started the building of the hydroelectricity schemes, but hydro buildings down near Cooma and in the Snowy Mountains. And so his success with bringing many and working with many post-war migrants meant that he got the tender to do the stage one building of the Sydney Opera House, which was all the podium, all the base underneath the Sydney Opera House was pretty much the genius of this Dutchman who had come to Australia in 1951 and started a company that was intending to build houses for migrant workers, which it did in the Snow Mountains. But then he got this great contract, and from that building of the Sydney Opera House, he then went on to do great things. He started one of the biggest companies here in Australia called Lendlease,
right,
which turned the finance of construction on its head, because his experience at the Opera House taught him so much that he decided to just set up a business model, which really changed how Australia built how Australians built things. But he was certainly known because of his work at the Opera House as a capitalist with a socialist heart. He was apparently a very kind man that employed migrants from all over Europe, but largely a large number of Dutchmen, and he also provided all the scaffolding and all the base for the very first performance at the Sydney Opera House, which was in 1960 by a man named Paul Robeson, who was a unionist who came out here to sing for the workers. So a Dutchman was very, very fundamental in part of the history of that dramatic story of the Opera House.
And to be specific, when you talk about the podium, that's all the base. That's everything beneath, yes, the sails, as they call it.
That's right. That's right. The steps. And now Jorn Utzon, the Danish architect, had been inspired by a trip to Mexico in 1949, where he travelled all over North America and then as down as far south as the Mexican Mayan ruins. And what he was really impressed by was these podiums, the Mayan temples, where the people in the villages and in the forests walked up and were raised kind of closer to their gods, so they were able to commune with them. So it was really literally taking them away from their ordinary and everyday life. And he used that metaphor in the base of the Sydney Opera House. So largely the idea was to raise up Sydneysiders when they came to the building to a different plane, to a different plateau, where many of the people who had come to Australia from post-war Europe would be familiar going to, the high arts. Because in that era, there wasn't really much other than horse racing and harness racing in terms of late, night entertainment in Sydney. The pubs closed, and there was, the 6 o'clock swill where everyone rolled out of pubs. But there wasn't really much other than the Sydney Symphony Orchestra that was just starting to perform in the Sydney Town Hall.
Right. And have you been able to meet this Dick Dusseldorf?
I did know him. He died quite some time ago, but he is also the grandfather of one of Australia's best-known actresses now, Marta Dusseldorf. So I did actually get her to endorse my book. She loved it, and she really came to some understanding of how crucial he was in the building of the project. See, because it was the riskiest part of the building was stage one, because it was on old reclaimed land where Bennelong Point is, the site of the Opera House, is an old tidal island and an area that reached back to Circular Quay. So it was almost landfill. So it was very, very soft when it came to building things.
And that's why a Dutchman was able to solve that problem.
Well, let's say he was familiar with dealing with that problem because of, you know, the geography of Holland. So what happened was he drilled very deeply. He solved all the engineering problems largely because of the great people that he employed and himself. So yeah, it's no coincidence that a Dutchman gave us the base, and a very solid base, because obviously they were used to dealing with land that was sinking. And that was always one of the early questions. Is the Opera House sinking on, you know, because it was on this? I mean, clearly, thanks to his ingenuity, it never did, and it never was.
And this Dick Dusseldorf, did he stay in Sydney?
He did, and he ended up forming one of the biggest companies in Australia called Lendlease, which owns major real estate developments. It's really a major Australian company now. And he was also, you know, very prominent figure on the Sydney social set at that time. Both his children and obviously his daughter now, Marta, is very, very well known throughout the theatre world.
Yeah, well, that's a lovely story. Thank you for that. For us to know that when we climb up the steps, that we're walking on a sort of a Dutch heritage.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I don't know many people know it. They were only sort of starting to learn or be reminded of some of the lovely stories behind the Opera House, because, you know, it had a complex history, and much of that got mired in the politics of New South Wales in the day.
And this is all to read in your book called The House. And people can buy this in any bookshop?
Any bookshop, and through Booktopia, and also through the Book Depository. It's also for sale at the Sydney Opera House bookstores.
Thank you very much, Helen.
Thank you.
There's another story I would like to touch, because mm-hmm. you are a Sydney Morning Herald journalist, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and you're on the royal tour, is that right?
That's correct. I'm waiting for Harry and Meghan any moment now. They're over at Admiralty House, and we're expecting them to be at the Opera House tomorrow. So we're just about to attend the briefing of all the journalists that are going to be covering the royal tour.
At the time we broadcast our conversation, it will be Wednesday end of morning. Mm-hmm. And what will be on your agenda at that time?
Right, that time I will be in Dubbo with the royal couple, meeting an Australian family that are no doubt struggling a bit because of the drought, although you wouldn't think so, would you, given the rain we've had in Sydney. But they're going to be meeting a young family, and we'll probably go to the Royal Flying Doctor Service. We're going to be seeing the kind of greeting that the royal couple are going to be getting in an Australian country town.
Are you going to talk to them as well?
Yes, hope so. Can't guarantee.
Lovely. Well, Helen Pitt, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you
and,
so much.
And for your story about the Dutchman Dick Dusseldorp, who was part of the creation of the dramatic story of the Sydney Opera House and the people who made it. And you can read it in your book, The House. Thank you very much.
Tot ziens. Is that how I say it?
Tot ziens.
Tot ziens.
Yeah, that's it. Thank tot you very ziens. Much. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye,
bye-bye.
Helen. Bye.
Het boek The House van Helen Pitt is verkrijgbaar in de boekhandel of te leen in de plaatselijke bibliotheek. sbs.com.au